From the earliest days of the church, going back to the second century, we have this feast of this great, great father of the church and martyr, Saint Polycarp of Smyrna. Saint Polycarp was born in the eastern part of Europe, in Minor Asia Minor, in the middle of the first century. And he was very blessed because he had several of his teachers were the apostles themselves. So he was very, very venerated. And he was the highest authority in Asia Minor in the church. And his particular teacher that was the most known and with whom he was the closest was none other than St. John the Apostle, the beloved disciple. So from him he learned many, many things. He preached the faith assiduously and courageously. In the early part, not too early, but the early part of the second century, and St. John also consecrated him a bishop. And he went to Rome to visit Pope St. Anicetus, because at that time already there was a discrepancy between the West and the East. And especially one of the most important things of all, the date of Easter. And so he went to confer with Pope St. Anicetus and to also confirm the Pope in the fight against the heresy of Marcion, the first big heresy in the church, which was an offshoot of the Gnostic heresy. And they conferred and they spoke, and the East had one tradition, the West had another tradition, which we still have, and they decided that it was better to be united in the things of the faith and the liturgy and so forth, rather than on the date of Easter. So in the East, they celebrated on one day, in the West, on another day. Sometimes they coincide, which they have in the last few years, a couple of times. In the meantime, he ran into the heretic Marcion in the streets of Rome, who was being tried for heresy in the Senate of Rome. And he just was walking by, and Marcion said to him, "Do you not know who I am?" And St. Polycarp says, "Yes, I recognize thee as the firstborn son of Satan." And of course, Marcion was very taken aback, and he kept going. Not long afterward, in the year 159, St. Polycarp was convicted of being a Christian, and he was condemned to be burnt to death. So, at the time, they robed him, took his beautiful bishop's robes off, and left him in his loincloth, and they put him in the fire and lit it. And everyone was amazed because the fire did not touch him, and it formed like an aureola around him, like we see in the saints. So then the governor, who was furious that this was taking place, had him pierced with swords, and thus he rendered his soul unto God. And to this day we have his relics, and we give thanks to God for this great early father of the church, St. Polycarp of Smyrna. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.